This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakash shukru kulluhu. Subhanaka la nuhsi thana'an 'alayk. Anta kama athnayta 'ala nafsik. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu 'ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to share with you another episode, a beautiful tradition from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very simple lesson we should practice inshallah, and it's hope to enhance the spirit of brotherhood and love for one another inshallah. Let me read the Arabic in Arabic and then translate it and explain the lessons. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, according to Imam Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, "Walladhi nafsi biyadihi la tadkhulul jannata hatta tu'minu wa la tu'minu hatta tahabbu aw la adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahabbtum." Afshu salamu baynakum. By the one who has my soul in his hands, you cannot enter Jannah until you attain true faith. And you cannot attain true faith until you love one another. Shall I tell you something which if you practice consistently, you are bound to enhance love for one another? Spread the greeting of Salam. Narrator is Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. We have explained his biography briefly before. And the source is Imam Muslim. Of course, it is also recorded in other collections. This hadith teaches us that we should strengthen the bonds of Islamic brotherhood. How? First, by removing rancor, malice, and ill feeling from our hearts, and trying to create mutual love and affection. And one of the sure methods for achieving love is consistently greeting each other with salam, wishing each one peace from the bottom of our hearts. The Prophet makes an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, he begins, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. He's making an oath by Allah. And we all know that we are not supposed to use the name of Allah in vain. It's a very grave sin to do so. But insofar as we are allowed to make an oath, in invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it ought to be for crucial matters, critical matters, and to affirm solemn truth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here swears by Allah to stress a very, very crucial point. It's a lesson we ought to imbibe and implement every day in our life. The Prophet says you cannot enter paradise until you attain faith. And all of us know Jannah is the ultimate eternal bliss. It is the abode that Allah has prepared for the righteous. All of us will die. It's an inevitable fact. And surely what happens after death is either heaven or hell. There is nothing else. The heaven is the blissful state, the like of which no mind could ever conceive, and no eyes have ever seen, and no ears have heard about. However, the heaven, the paradise, is reserved only for those with sound faith. We may ask, what is sound faith? It is surely not mere words saying "Amantu billah," I believe in Allah and the angels, and you know, by rote learning we learn it and we say it. It's not mere words, nor is it the feeling in the heart, cherished in the heart. And then what is the definition of faith? As our scholars say, الإيمان قول باللسان واعتقاد بالقلب وعمل بالجوارح. Faith is declaration by tongue, testimony of oneness. We must declare it if we are able to speak. Otherwise, of course, sign language or writing for those who cannot speak. If one can speak, one should use the tongue. And conviction in the heart and action by limbs, physical faculties. So one's claim of faith must be attested by actions. Faith entails love of Allah and love of His creation. Humankind is the crown of Allah's creation. As such, the Prophet teaches us one cannot attain faith without love for humankind, for each other. The Prophet therefore teaches us to work on it. How to gain this love? By fostering love and strengthen it, we can attain true faith. As an ideal teacher and mentor, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches a simple method here of strengthening that love, enhancing that love for one another. The method is afshu salama bainakum, spread the greeting of peace. And the Prophet stressed the importance of salam in so many ways. The chief rabbi of Jews in Medina, who would later become Muslim, said, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first arrived in Medina, he was there to listen to him speak, and he addressed the people saying, Ya ayyuha nas afshu salam wa atrimu at'am wa silu al-arham wa sallu bil-layli wa nasu niyam tadkhulu al-jannata bis-salam. O people, spread the greeting of peace, feed the poor, foster the ties of kinship, and pray while the people are asleep. You will enter Jannah easily. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam set an example for us how to do so. He would go out of his way to greet everyone he met, young or old, man or woman, whether he knew the person or not. There is a misunderstanding among Muslim women that man cannot greet woman. This is wrong. Rasulullah, no one can be more pious than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whenever he passed by a woman, he would greet her with a salam. Of course, that is not, what is forbidden is to look at, gaze at women lustfully. Greeting with peace is something holy, something should, nobody would should do so with lustful thoughts. And Rasulullah, whenever he met people, he would be the first person to greet. And he did so consistently, as his companions reported to us. His companions closely followed his example. Hence, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma would go to the market every single day, not to buy or sell anything, but simply to greet everyone he met there. Stresses the importance of salam. And Anas ibn Malik, he was the personal assistant of Rasulullah, who lived with him. He served him 10 years. He would go out to meet the children playing in the field, simply to greet them with salam. And he said, I am doing it because I saw the Messenger of Allah going out of his way to greet the children with salam. You see how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was practicing what he preached. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also taught us the manners of salam. Yusallimu ar-raqibu ala al-mashi wal-mashi ala al-qa'id wal-qalilu ala al-kathir. The one who is riding should greet the one walking, and the one walking should greet those who are sitting, and the smaller group should greet the larger group. And of course, the one who is entering an assembly should be greeting those who are sitting in the assembly. Lessons we can learn from this hadith. Number one, we cannot hope to get to Jannah without sound faith. And we cannot attain sound faith unless we love one another for the sake of Allah. And greeting each other with salam is one of the best ways of enhancing that mutual love. And we should do so with a sincere and pure heart, free from malice and ill feeling. Islam wants to purge our hearts of malice, hatred and ill feeling and replace them with love, feeling of love, peace and harmony. The fact that faith is not complete with a love of the other stresses the critical role of mutual love in Islam. Brothers and sisters, let us learn our religion correctly and practice correctly. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.